Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Close to 50% of everybody in 2016 who was eligible to vote did not vote. And it's not because they're apathetic, it's because they're alienated.
Green Party co-chair Andrea Merida thinks some of those people might be attracted to their platform. A Green New Deal, Medicare for All, a jobs guarantee, nuclear disarmament. Medida also campaign manages the Green Party's presumptive presidential ticket, candidate Howie Hawkins and his running mate for vice president, Angela Walker. The Green Party convention starts today online. Medida wants people to know they're in it for the long term.
You've got people in your circles that, oh, I just can't do it. I have to hold my nose and vote for Biden because we just got to get rid of Trump. And, you know, that's important. That's an important feeling. And for me, I actually see that as a positive because it shows that people are affirming what it is that we collectively need. And it's creating this kind of tug of war in there. And if they don't come with us today, that's okay. They'll come with us tomorrow.
The Greens went virtual due to the pandemic. Democrats delegates will attend their convention remotely as well next month, though some events will be live streamed from Milwaukee. At least five Republican senators won't attend their party's in-person convention in Jacksonville, Florida. 86-year-old Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says for him it's, quote, because of the virus situation. Yesterday, in 7-2 votes, the Supreme Court issued tandem religious freedom rulings. Religious teachers at faith-based schools are no longer secure from job discrimination on the basis of race, sex, age, or any other federal protections. And employers with religious or moral objections may withhold contraception from their healthcare plans, a rule the Trump administration added to the Affordable Care Act. Kaiser Family Foundation's Liz Hamill tracks public opinion on health issues.
I think most people feel that women should be able to access birth control and that, you know, accessing low or no cost birth control is really important. But when you present the argument of religious freedom from the side of employers, you get a different answer.
This fall, the court will hear the Trump administration's request to outright repeal Obamacare. Kaiser data indicates that might alienate more independent voters who could make a difference in key swing states.
When we had the debate over repeal and replace, and there was a lot more media attention brought to what it would mean if the law was taken away and how many people would lose insurance and how the protections for people with pre-existing conditions would go away, we did see more Democrats and independents having a positive view of the law.
And today the court hands down their remaining rulings, including whether Trump's tax returns can be subpoenaed by House Democrats or the Manhattan District Attorney. Here's Tulane Law Professor Steve Griffin.
Trump's just drawn a really hard line against any disclosure. And I'm just not sure that's going to work out for him in the end.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.